You're listening to the Real Nutrition Podcast with Randa Dirksen, where you'll learn that diet and deprivation are not an option as we chat nutrition, health, and how to live a well-rounded life. Because who wants to eat a bowl of romaine lettuce and lemon juice while your family is enjoying pizza? Nope, not you, not anymore. Stick with me and I'll show you how you can find food freedom. Hey, welcome back to the Realistic Nutrition Podcast. We are on episode 29. Can you believe that? I mean, time is flying. So I wanted to do something a little bit different today. I have a bunch of people working on our lawn and there's a lot of equipment going on in the background. So instead of trying to record, I am repurposing a previous live I did on Instagram about, well, how to order healthier at Starbucks. I love Starbucks. I love me a pumpkin spice latte, okay? Yes, I'm basic, I know, but it's one of my favorites. I order it every fall, a few times throughout the months. It's just something that is a ritual for me, and it's not something I'm willing to give up. So I recorded a live, which was later repurposed into an IGTV. You can still find it at Randa Nutrition on Instagram if you wanted to see me talk about it. But I'm going to replay it here. But how to order healthier at Starbucks. And if you need a little bit more help with your nutrition, I have just opened up a few spots in my one-on-one coaching programs. I've opened up a whole new program for those who don't want meal plans done for them, but more so are looking for guidance from a nutritionist, or I do have the meal plan option. But either way, we work together one-on-one to go through your goals, individualize everything, and figure out your Starbucks. Just like this. So you can either shoot me a message over on Instagram at Randa Nutrition for more info, or if you go to randanutrition.com/coach, you can find everything you need to find there. All right, so let's dive into the short and sweet episode. Good morning. It has been way too long since I've done a live here on Instagram, and today we are going to talk about how to make your Starbucks drink healthier. So, I mean, it's fall. It's the time of year where I love ordering Starbucks. I am a pumpkin spice latte fan. I order it often, although I haven't had one yet this year. It's something that's a non-negotiable for myself. I will not give up my Starbucks. I will not give up my treats every once in a while from there. It's life. It's a treat every once in a while. I don't go there every day, but if you do, I'm going to tell you how you can easily help this up. So first of all, I mean, you gotta take into account your nutrition. Nutrition is key. If you're going to go to Starbucks, try to keep it around the 200 to 300 calorie mark. And remember, if you're getting a dessert drink and these lattes are included, you gotta swap that out for a treat. So you're not going to go to Starbucks, order a grande pumpkin spice latte and get a pastry as well, or get a cake pop or whatever your deal is. It's one or the other. Otherwise, you're just kind of going into the calorie count of like what a whole meal would be, where this isn't going to fill you up and you're really just going to end up hungry after. So remember, this is a treat. This is like having a slice of cake. But there are ways to work it around so you can enjoy it a little more frequently. So hello, how are you? Just playing with this. You waved that feature. So let's get started. So like I said, I like to keep my calorie counts, hi Joanna, with around the 150 to 250 range when it comes to my Starbucks treats, okay? And they are a dessert. I'm going to repeat that a few times. They are a dessert. But that doesn't mean that you can't have it, okay? Now, the garbage truck's going by. The dietary options, if you have restrictions, like dairy-free, you need a dairy-free drink, that's what's great about Starbucks. They have the options. They have almond milk, which is what I personally get. They have coconut milk. And I think they're even experimenting, I heard, with oat milk in some areas, plus soy milk. But let's just dive into the options. So first of all, you can get a black coffee.
You can get that anywhere, an Americano. You can get it iced. What I discovered this summer was an iced Americano with a splash of sweet vanilla sweet cream. And it was so good. And a tall, which is really all I needed, I believe was about 110 calories and it tasted like a dessert. So I really, really liked that. Give it a try. It's delicious. And you can add, a sugar-free syrup, but honestly, like those hurt my stomach. I'm not into them, but there are like, I believe they're the sugar-free hazelnut, vanilla, and the Dolce, I believe the Dolce cinnamon syrup, at least here in Canada. I mean, there might be more options in the US. Other cold beverages, which I know it's hot beverage season, but if you are looking for some cold beverages, there's smoothies you can get. There's an orange mango smoothie. I have not seen that one at my particular Starbucks, but in the US they do have that. They have the Teavana shaken ice passion tango tea. Now, when I was at Disneyland, I wanted something that wasn't like full of sugar. So I talked to them and I'm like, well, what can I get that doesn't have as much sugar? I wanted something cold. And essentially they took, I think it was the passion iced tea, and they took the lemonade out of it. So it was just like an iced tea, but it was delicious. And you know, if you speak with your barista, they'll help you out. They're fantastic. Just say, hey, I'm looking to help this up. What is your suggestions? And they'll make you something. They're really, really good. I just wouldn't go in there with this crazy order when they're busy. And another option now with the app, when you order it, you can kind of pick and choose what goes in your drink, which is great. And they also have those refreshers. So there's like a very berry hibiscus refresher. That's another option. So let's get into the hot beverages. So like I said, you could just get a black coffee, but those are no fun. Okay. I want a treat if I'm going to Starbucks. If I'm spending the money, I want the damn treat. You can get a skinny vanilla latte. And those, I believe they're added with the sugar-free syrups. There's a skinny hazelnut latte and the Dolce latte. And again, you just add in either, if you want skim milk, almond milk, coconut milk, soy milk, like all their different milk options. You can get a non-fat cappuccino. But again, I feel like that would be, I don't know, I'd want the full fat because it has that satiety when you get that full fat in it. And it's the treat. And there's not really any sugar added in the cappuccinos. So, I mean, I just go for the full fat milk myself. Now, here's what I do. Here's what I do with the pumpkin spice or whatever treats I'm getting. There's a pumpkin spice latte that I get. And then there's the honey flat white, I think is what it is. I do it half sweet. So my order for pumpkin spice is pumpkin spice latte, half sweet with almond milk. So I replace the milk for almond milk because it doesn't hurt my stomach as bad. And then when I say half sweet, when I'm going through my app and I'm just ordering for pickup, I will go and to the syrups and the pumpkin spice syrup, I divide that in half. So I believe there's 4 pumps in a grande and I go and put 2. If I'm feeling crazy, I'll put 3, but 2 is more than enough. If they're too sweet, I get a headache anyway, and I don't miss out on anything. I'm still getting my drink, but without that crazy sugar rush. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still some sugar in there, but it's just not as bad. Some of these Starbucks drinks are so high in sugar. I remember when I was at Disney in this last summer, they had like the Frappuccinos and they were for the opening of Star Wars. Yeah, because we were there when Galaxy's Edge opened and they had like these special ones and they were, I think there was something like 50 to 60 grams of sugar per drink, which is more than what I typically eat in a day. I mean, you would feel so sick on that, especially there, like eating, having this drink and then going on a ride. I'd die. I'd probably throw up everywhere. But anyway, so ask for your drinks half sweet. This was a tip I got from a Starbucks barista and it was amazing. So I reduced this pumps of syrup by 2, and you can do that in the app or you can go half sweet. Or if you just want like a little bit, just ask for 1 pump of syrup. Experiment and see what works for your taste. Another thing that I like to do when I want things to be a little sweeter than what they are. So if I ask for a drink half sweet, Hello, blue-eyed family, waving back at you. I like to add the half sweet pumps, and then I sprinkle on top with cinnamon because they have their little stand there and you can dust it. There is something about cinnamon that makes things taste sweeter than they are. So if you are trying to kick back the sugar habit and even half sweet isn't sweet, like that's not sweet enough for you, try the cinnamon trick. It's a great, great trick. And then aside from that, I mean, those are the simple tricks for Starbucks. You see all these complicated orders online or people making their own drinks and making the barista's life a living hell. You don't have to do that. You can take your favorites and just ask for it half sweet. Maybe swap the full fat milk with all that sugar for a skim or an almond or whatever. Ask for no whip. Maybe add some cinnamon on it. Give that a try because it's still a treat. It's just, it's not going, you're not going to have that crash so bad after. When it comes to food, I mean, again, they have some options there. They have oatmeal. Whenever I'm in an airport in the mornings and I need something, I do go to Starbucks and I go get a classic oatmeal. I do not add the sugar on top. I think sometimes they have like dried fruit and nuts and sometimes I'll add that. Or if you do need to add sugar, I mean, add about a teaspoon. You don't need 5 packs of brown sugar on your oatmeal. At least with the oatmeal, you have like that fiber and those complex carbohydrates that are going to kind of keep you fuller for longer. They also have a, what is it called? Not all locations have it, but they have a salad bowl. It's a veggie and brown rice salad bowl. Again, it's filling. And you just have to look at the dressing and you'll probably have to pour half because I think you get like a fair bit of dressing on that. Again, they have more salads. They have sandwiches that you can take a look at. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. They're protein source. And there's their eggs, their egg bites, their sous vide egg bites. Those are famous. They're high protein, great for breakfast, great for on the go. And then they also have a protein box. And if I recall, like it's a lot of food, a lot of calories would be in that, but it's a great filling, way to start your day or get a snack, or you could divide that into multiple snacks. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions, I'm going to post this to an IGTV later. So leave that in the IGTV. If not, you know, thank you so much for being on this live. I'm going to be doing more of these. My goal is to do one every day this week. And make sure you follow me here on Random Nutrition. And if you would like to get your nutrition back in just 3 days, I do have a special challenge for you. It's totally free. Go to randadirksen.com/3-day-challenge and sign up there. All right, until next time. Bye.